In New York City, the police department has been re-examining the way it patrols public housing since the shooting late last year of Akai Gurley. Gurley, who was African American, was unarmed when he was fatally shot by a rookie officer in a Brooklyn housing complex. His death highlighted tensions between police and the people who live in public housing. Some residents recall a time when relations with officers were less guarded. Alexandra Starr of NPR's Code Switch team reports.
On a recent Saturday in East Harlem, Eleanor Britt cooked up a storm for her 67th birthday.
I'm having roast duck, collard greens, of course, making rum cake.
Britt moved into this public housing complex, the Taft Houses, 39 years ago. At that time, she and her son, Reginald Britt, really liked the housing police officer who guarded the building.
He was like a friend of the family.
And we felt safe and we felt comfortable with him.
Back in the 1970s, New York City had three different police forces, one for its streets, one for its subways, and one for public housing. In 1995, though, all three of those forces were merged into the New York City Police Department, or NYPD. Reginald Britt says things changed after that.
I don't feel safe around the police.
Eleanor Britt understands that sentiment. She's seen officers be aggressive with young African-American men in the building.
A lot of times they just grab them and throw them up against a wall before they even question them about anything. And I mean, the incident with my grandson, that just broke my heart.
Her grandson, Roman Jackson, was arrested by the police 6 years ago. He was standing in the stairwell talking to a friend when a group of officers approached him. Jackson didn't have his ID on him. In New York City, if you're lingering in a public housing complex and can't prove you're a resident, you can be arrested for trespassing. The officers booked Jackson even after his grandmother told them he lived there and showed them his ID.
If we had still had our regular housing police officer, that wouldn't have never happened.
Members of the now-defunct housing police were in a unique position to forge relationships with the people they patrolled. That's because their beat tended to be a single complex. Plus, a majority of the housing police were people of color, and about 20% of them lived in public housing themselves.
That gives the housing police a sense of life in the projects.
Fritz Umbach is a historian at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
They know how to use their discretion wisely, who's a troublemaker and who's not.
Until the late 1980s, the rate of violent crime was lower in public housing than in New York City at large. Safety subsequently declined in public housing in part because the residents changed. A series of court decisions made it possible for more formerly homeless people and families on public assistance to move in.
There's this massive community churn, and all of this destabilizes the communities and makes it impossible for them to police themselves and to help the police.
Eleanor Britt doesn't feel her building is safe, and she believes some of her neighbors are part of the problem.
You have residents here who will open the door and let strangers in. They let the crackheads in.
She wants more police presence, not less. She would just like the policing to be different. Change is coming. Britt's grandson was part of one of the class action lawsuits challenging the NYPD's stop and frisk program. As part of a settlement reached earlier this year, police will move away from using such tactics in public housing. Roy Richter is president of the NYPD's Captain Endowment Association. That's one of the force's unions. He's been a cop since 1988. The early years of his career coincided with the height of violent crime in New York.
And there was a direction to the officers to basically take back the streets.
Now that New York is one of the safest big cities in the country, he sees the NYPD moving towards more community-style policing.
We realize that in order to be effective, you need to develop relationships and address criminal conduct where it exists versus assuming large groups are guilty of some type of law-breaking automatically.
The old-style housing police won't be revived, but there may be a return to their style of policing. Alexandra Starr, NPR News, New York.